This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. The U.S. workplace has transformed in a matter of weeks. Millions of Americans are now working from home full time. Restaurants, bars, and hotels have shut down and laid off workers. Malls are empty while Amazon and delivery services are thriving. We have had many questions about navigating this change, and we've asked you to send them to us online or on Twitter. And now we have a phone number you can use, too. That number is 202-403-0386. Once again, it's 202-403-0386. And to help answer the questions you've already sent us about navigating these change, we have called Jane Oates. She's a former assistant labor secretary for employment and training during the Obama administration. She's now president at Working Nation. That's a nonprofit focused on how technology is changing labor in the U.S. Jane Oates, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
So I'd like to start with a question from Naomi in Orlando.
How do you keep your job skills relevant while there's so much change happening? My other question is now the right time to consider a career change?
Okay, so Ms. Oates, let's tackle that separately. First question is job skills that you can focus on in the current environment.
So I think if you're lucky enough to still be employed, the first rule is to take advantage of every free opportunity your employer gives you to upskill yourself, to keep yourself more relevant in your current job, but also to give you skills to move along a career pathway with your current employer. If you're not that lucky, I would say now is the time to take advantage of every low-cost or free, high-quality instructional tool that's on the internet. And there are a lot of them, especially in areas like data analytics and IT, in areas like program management and customer service. There are some terrific free courses available.
So to get at the career change question, let's bring in a caller who has the same concern as Naomi. And this is Duke Brady, who joins us from Fallbrook, California. He is a wilderness guide. Duke, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Michelle. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Duke.
So how has this pandemic affected your job?
Well, I used to be a federal employee. I did work with the National Park Service up in Denali Park, Alaska, but I transitioned to sort of a wilderness guiding role with a lodge called Camp Denali. I have a new employer now. This kind of would have been my first year. I, in fact, was supposed to be guiding on the Amazon as of 2 days ago, all the way through basically the rest of the month. I've been reminded through all of this that it's important to have plans B through Z lined up.
How about that? Well, you sound pretty cheery about it, so that's good. Sounds like you have a good attitude and going for you. But do you have some questions that Jane might be able to help you with?
Yeah. I've been lucky to find, you know, potentially some biology work along the way, but the main question as far as the guiding industry goes is how long until hospitality and tourism in general, you know, start amping up, and specifically those industries that are involved with the ship-based tourism and long-distance travel kind of tourism?
So, Duke, this would all be my best guesstimate, but I think all of the ability to come back, especially in this industry, is based on how quickly we get universal testing and get closer to a treatment and finally a vaccine. But I would say that the cruise world is probably going to come back after the aviation world, and I don't think either of them are short term.
How would you suggest that people think about the sort of the meta question? I mean, it sounds like that, Duke, let me just ask you just briefly, is it you're itching for a change, or what's the motivation behind your desire to change?
It's just kind of dependability. I think because I was being brought on as a new guide with this really fantastic company, Apex Expeditions, they kind of have their people, and, you know, the new guy maybe gets cut first, but I want to have some dependability in my line of work. So whatever that might be, I just want to be able to rely on it.
So, Jane, is this just some kind of meta way that you could get people to think about this, so that they might think about the question of whether they should make a change right now?
So, you know, I think when you're talking about an industry like tourism, as I said, I think it's going to be longer term, maybe even as long as a year before it comes back to the full vitality it was before coronavirus hit. But I think, Duke, you're in you have a biology background. That gives you a lot of options. I mean, one of the ones that comes to mind immediately that might be in that same time frame is the jobs that are going to be open for contact tracers. I mean, all these jobs are going to require some knowledge of biology terminology. They're going to require all the skills that you have as a guide. You're alert, you have good customer service skills, and you're enthusiastic. I think it might be worth it if you were interested to look at those jobs. There's supposedly going to be close to 300,000 of them across the country, and you're based in San Diego County. There's going to be a ton of them in California.
You know, funny enough, I received an email from the county with a job offer just like that.
Oh, okay. Duke, you buried the lead there. All right. Duke Brady is a wilderness guide in Fallbrook, California. Duke, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Jane. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Duke.
We still have Jane Oates with us. If you have a question about the future of the workforce, go to npr.org/nationalconversation. And we have this number that you can call now. It's 202-403-0386. So, Jane, we have a couple of questions about what to do if you're a recent college graduate. And this one is from Nancy in Southern California.
In the spring, I'm graduating from college. Initially, I was intending on pursuing a career in filmmaking, but now I'm wondering if there are creative opportunities that are available during the pandemic.
Jane, what do you think?
Well, you know, Nancy and all the class of 2020 get everybody's sympathy, right? Their senior year was pulled out from under them, internships, many of them job offers. But looking at filmmaking right now is a little bit less pessimistic than looking at travel and tourism. You know, but all with all these films and production companies shut down, filmmakers are trying to figure out what the future is going to be like for them. But I'm guessing if Nancy was going into filmmaking, she's a good writer. There are always great opportunities for good writers, not just in the normal journalism, you know, great radio, great newspaper, print, but online kinds of things. And also with businesses, every business sector looks for somebody who can write. So I would suggest that you put filmmaking on the back burner, keep that as your aspiration, and in the short term, pay the bills by getting a great writing job.
Jane, we're going to need to take a short break in a minute, but you're going to stay with us, which we're excited about. Jane Oates, more with Jane Oates on The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.